From Hypebeast Radio, I'm Mikey Dabb, and you're listening to The Hype Report. Today, we discuss the tragic death of rising rap star Pop Smoke, Adidas's latest Yeezy drop, the Quantum sneaker, Supreme Spring Summer 2020 lookbook, and a $10 billion Earth Fund from Jeff Bezos to fight climate change. It's Saturday, February 22nd.
Hey, I'm Kareem Cooper. I'm the senior social producer at Hypebeast, and also, by chance, our resident Brooklyn spokesperson for Brooklyn music.
The Brooklynite, if you will.
Brooklynite, yes.
Kareem, always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, my man.
Yeah, I got to get you in here more often.
You do. I should be here more often.
Que je ne sais quoi, as they say.
That's what they say about me.
Oh, wow. All right. I was making that up. All right, good. All right, so let's just kick this off a little bit. It's actually very sad what's going on. I'll let you want to take over on this one.
Yeah, you know, I think it was Tuesday it happened. I know we all got alert kind of early. Pop Smoke passed away, unfortunately. Apparently, what happened is he was staying in LA. Apparently some guys ran in his crib they were staying at, and they killed and attacked only him. You know, unfortunate situation. TMZ, of course, had all the information or speculation right now. And there's not a lot of facts right now. It's a lot of like, this may have happened or this might have happened, but altogether, just unfortunate situation.
It's super sad, but I was actually really happy to hear about the LA investigators that are on the scene aren't just ruling it out to be like, oh, it was supposed to be a robbery gone bad.
Yeah.
They were like, it's a home invasion as of right now, but we're looking into all the details that it could have been. Because, I mean, let's face it, between the live stream and his address being up there, the gang affiliation, you know, the Wu, obviously one and two call signs and throwing it up no matter where he's at. And then you got to think like just other speculations of there's a surveillance video. And in the video, it looks like one of his boys that's riding with him. There's like a lot going on. And I feel like there's enough evidence around for them to narrow down.
Gotcha.
Exactly who it was, because it went from 2 to 4.
Yeah, it did go from 2 to 4. It's been a lot of noise surrounding it since the news dropped. People saying about his boy and stuff like that. I think even I saw that post go up where it was like people like in the comments of his homie saying things and stuff like that. His homie made a IG post recently, and I think that might be his brother, actually. I don't know if his brother, you know how people, that's my bro.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't know if his brother or blood brother. But obviously they were very close. And like just the way he like, you know, spoke about it, I'm like, I don't believe this guy had anything to do with it. You know what I mean? I don't believe he had anything to do with it. I think he just outed his homie and that happened. And of course he's sad. I think it also sucks that like if that is his homie, you get accused for that. Imagine how bad that got to feel. You know what I mean? To have everybody in the comments saying you did this and your man's just passed away.
That mob mentality gets real, especially in situations like this. But being like a young black man who's successful, the envy is real. The jealousy is real. So one, it's a bad situation to be in as your boy is the one that gets, you know, killed in this instance. And then you have to think about it in retrospect of how it usually turns out, because it usually is the person closest to you.
That's true.
You know, like you're in LA, there's not a lot of people that know where you are. Aside from that live stream where his address flashes, I mean, that's a lot to set up in a short amount of time.
Yeah, that's why I don't know if I believe the live stream stuff either, because think about it. If you really have to be hunting for somebody to be like, look, I found the address, let me zoom in. Like, you really have to be looking for somebody to even think like, oh, I finally got the opportunity. I don't know if I believe the live stream stuff.
You got to think of it like this. Like, the kid has money. You don't know if he's got people as security. You don't know if there are people just outside of the house. You don't know if they're in the house.
Exactly.
You know were they getting drunk or whatever was going on? Like, is he still awake? Is he asleep? Like, there's too many what ifs in a scenario like that to go in with, you know, four people and not know the rest of the scenario and only kill one person.
Exactly.
Like, I hate to say, like, you know, other people didn't get hurt in this situation. I'm not wishing that on anyone. What I'm saying is that, like, it's just very peculiar the way that it rolled out.
Yeah. I was reading a TMZ article not too long ago, and they were, at first TMZ said it was a home invasion going wrong. Now they're saying that it was probably a hit because, like, only Pop was targeted. I was reading the LA Times this morning, and they also mentioned that apparently, like, the four dudes that left, they didn't leave with anything. There was no jewelry taken. There was no money taken. They just did what they did and just left. And you know, I feel like, I hope, you know, we figure out one day what happened.
We're having puppy difficulties in the background. A little
doggy daycare sometimes.
It's all right. It happens.
But I hope, like, you know, it gets solved and we figure out what happened, because I don't want this to be another moment where it's like another rapper dies and we never know what happens. You know what I mean? I really hope that's not the case.
I don't think that they'll let this one drag out either. I have a feeling that, like, L.A. is on it.
Yeah. And considering where it happened at, it was a very safe spot in L.A. I'm pretty sure, like, Hollywood Hills is not known for that type of stuff, you know?
I mean, let's be realistic. Day and age that we live in right now, there's surveillance cameras and phones everywhere.
Yep.
So unless they were, you know, a Russian hit squad that came out of nowhere and know to, you know, hide their phones, change their SIMs, not pass certain lights, cover their tail, like, there's no reason why we can't find out what happened.
The crazy thing about that is that you bring that up is that I'm reading the LA Times article. They have this technology that they mention in it. It's like a license plate tracking technology, camera system, something like that.
It's almost the same as, I'm trying to think how to associate this. So like a red light. Yeah. A red light camera. So that camera is always running.
Yeah.
It just lets that flash is to make sure that we catch that light. But realistically, those numbers are legible.
Exactly. Yeah.
So especially if you have the make and model of a car, you can track it and its course based on all of those lights in that light system. So
exactly.
You know, it made it right. You already know that next block that has those three cameras is going to pick it up sooner or later, so on and so forth. So it makes another left or whatever it is. It's predictive, or there's another term for it. But
like, once again, I'm definitely hoping like it all gets figured out. It's crazy because like the whole Brooklyn drill scene right now is so popping right now, especially in Brooklyn, like in New York in general. Like, you know, for a long time, people have been like, you know, what's up with New York rap and when's it coming back, or the New York, quote unquote, New York sound.
It's been popping for a little bit now.
It's been so dope. And the crazy thing about that is that, of course, he wasn't like one of the main people that started the drill movement, but he was definitely the face of it right now.
Yeah.
Definitely the most successful. Definitely like, on to Travis Scott, Nicki Minaj, signed to Republic Records and Victor Worldwide. And he just dropped the project like, a week ago?
The Wu 2?
Yeah, Meet the Wu 2 debuted, you know, number 7 on Billboard. He was destined for like real greatness.
Making moves.
Yeah, making big moves. And it was like the face of this whole movement. And just to lose him right now is like, wow.
Especially in the time that we're looking at right now.
Yeah.
January wasn't too good. February is not looking better.
Yeah.
We're only halfway through. Like, I don't know what this year is going to shape up to be.
Exactly. I'm just like, and on top of that, he's 20 years old.
He's a baby.
So young. You kind of forget how young these artists are just because, like, you see them all the time. You hear the music. You kind of think they're older than they might be. You're like, man, this kid was really 20 years old.
Not even old enough to drink yet.
Legit. But it was definitely like, it's definitely a hard thing to think about because like I saw on Instagram, they had like in Canarsie, they kind of paid tribute to him on his block. You know, they had the candles. Everybody came out and celebrated his life, which is pretty dope to see. It goes to show that he left a lasting impact. You know, he was, man, I'm still in shock by it.
If you are, you know, following this closely and you're trying to like predict who it could have been or what the stipulations could have been to leading up to his murder. Like, I would wait for proof and evidence before, you know, you go on a tirade and then you have to retract what you have to say or what you said previously. I feel like there will be enough details and a resolution to the actual facts of this situation soon enough.
For sure. Yeah. And I'm going to be woo-walking all weekend at every party, you know.
I have to find a party to go to.
Yeah, right. I'm blasting Dior. I'm blasting Welcome to the Party. I'm doing it for Pop, man. We got to celebrate that kid.
Always a pleasure, Kareem. Thank you for coming by.
Always, brother.
If you want to stay up on the latest music news, check out Hypebeast Music on Instagram or go to hypebeast.com/music.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Bob Marshall, senior footwear editor, Portland Live. It's like, no, I'm just here. It's Friday. Here to talk about the Yeezy Quantum.
You've been missed. I'm not going to lie to you. You've been missed. I miss you, Bob.
Happy to be back, guys. Chicago is really cold. So, and New York is pretty frigid right now, too. Need a warm vacation.
Not a good time to be in Chicago. That's for damn sure.
For sure.
How was it? Let's just kick it right off.
Chicago was cool, man. I think there was a lot that was happening. Everything from, you know, a lot of socially impacting initiatives and campaigns like Boys and Girls Clubs being refurbished, massive 250 student career days with celebrities, basketball tournaments, and of course, sneaker drops.
Footwear is what we're here for right now. Not gonna lie.
Although it was 0 degrees, you know, negative with the wind chill, there was some heat, you know?
People were actually pretty warm based on videos that I saw just running through streets trying to catch trucks. So, I mean.
So, yeah, the big drop personally, I think this weekend, I mean, there was a lot, was the Yeezy Quantum. There was kind of two versions that were dropped over the weekend. You have the Yeezy Quantums, like a lifestyle shoe, and then the Yeezy Basketball Quantum. So Friday, the Yeezy team drove around Chicago and various locations that were already picked out in these Sherps. They're large like ATVs. All-terrain vehicles that like mutters, they go through waters and rivers. Very tactical. It looks like something out of, what was that third Batman film with Bane in it?
Yeah. Hasha. Yeah.
It looked like something exactly from that, something in Gotham. And they were just handing out Yeezys. unbeknownst to everybody.
Freely.
Yeah, just handing them out.
Okay.
There were some publications out there, not us, that were saying that the employees, the Yeezy employees in the cars were asking for people to trade kicks. From speaking with Adidas and specifically John Wexler, that wasn't the case. A lot of people were just running behind the Sherps like zombies, trying to get their hands at them. And I think really what came down to is that as these trucks were about to pull off, like they gave out whatever they had, they're going to go to their next location. People are still running behind them and like screaming, I'll trade you my shoes. And I think it was just kind of like a funny moment where the guys were like, yeah, I'll take your Nike Fear of Gods and I'll give you these shoes. Like not a, you have to give them, you know, it's like this guy willingly gave up his kicks. Again, it was 0 degrees. He was running down the street with socks on, holding up his Fear of God. So yeah, these are just people just going crazy.
Someone pointed out, you know, a while back when Kanye was coming out of the airport and some kid was like, I want the Yeezys. Like, I'll give you these Yeezys if you throw your Nikes in the trash.
Yeah.
So like, it was like a little bit of a callback to that. But again, like a lot of the videos, I was home, I wasn't in Chicago. So for me, like seeing a lot of the videos, like you only believe some of what you see. I saw a lot of chaos, number one, like for sure. I mean, a lot of the people that like I follow on Instagram are people from New York that happen to be resellers. So I like to see what's going on. But it looked a little wild. And then when I saw that people were giving up their shoes, I was like, something, there has to be more to this. Like there's a reason why it worked out the way it did. Cause there was somebody reaching out with an Air Force One and the guy was like, nah. So I was like, ooh, is it purposely to take away from the Fear of God thing? Cause there's a Fear of God pop up also. There was a lot of speculation.
Yeah. But I think, you know, Kanye wasn't there.
Yeah. Right?
You know, I think he was in, you know, look at Kim Kardashian's Instagram. They were enjoying Valentine's Day together. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and Kanye and Jerry are homies. You know what I mean? They support each other, one another. They're Chicago natives. So I don't think that would have been an issue. And I don't think that's what it was intended. You know, maybe somebody in the truck was being, like a better word, an idiot about it. You know, or just trying to be funny or trying to make a viral moment. But it's not like they were going around asking people to trade shoes. These people were giving them up, you know, and it is what it is. And then, so that happened. And that made a lot of noise, because people have been waiting for this shoe to drop for quite some time. Kanye's been wearing it around. And what I've also heard is that that was a lifestyle shoe that they gave out. And then on Saturday night, when Zach LaVine took the court for the 3-point shootout, he stepped out in the basketball version. The basketball version looks, to the untrained eye, looks very similar. Looks exactly the same. The only thing is that the plastic molding, the cupping around the sole that reaches up around the midfoot and the forefoot is a little higher, gives a little more stability. The heel cup also a little higher, a little for more stability. Tongue as well, higher, more ankle padding, but a lot of that stuff you wouldn't immediately notice.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So they surprise dropped that on the Adidas app. Only people that had Chicago as their residence, as their shipping residence, home residence, received like notification and were able to cop like a couple hundred.
Yeah.
What I've heard is that the basketball model was not rushed out, but it was like they were working on it. They kind of had the intentions to release the lifestyle kick this weekend, but Mr. West, wanted to push the envelope. There's a lot happening this weekend. He's from Chicago. The All-Star Weekend's there. This is the biggest footwear moment next to the Olympics of the year. So the Olympics only happen 4 times, every 4 years. So yeah, I think it was, from what I heard, it was like a month out there. He was like, we need to drop the basketball shoe. Like, we need to get it out.
I think Adidas actually came correct this All-Star, because it's rare that you hear that much coming from Adidas or any other brand outside of Nike for an All-Star weekend. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that he saw like Adidas's lineup and was like, listen, we need to come with a little bit more and give them a little bit more so there's more buzz around us.
Yeah, I agree. There was like a large All-Star pack that Adidas dropped, and it was like heavy on superstars, pro models, and the like. Speaking with some people close to the situation, we may not actually see the basketball shoe officially drop for quite some time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
On Sunday, fast forward to Sunday, they dropped like the lifestyle shoe in store in like one or two stores that were in the city of Chicago.
And people paid.
Yeah, of course. Of course, man. So another little fun little tidbit is that, you know, the shoe's named the Quantum. This first colorway is called the Quantum. That is Kanye's doing. People close to the situation that said like, hey, yeah, we brought it up to him that it was kind of odd. Also reminds us of like first 700 dropped and everybody thought the name of it was a Wave Runner in fact, that was just a colorway. So the first couple of 700s after that, we were all like, Wave Runner's tight. Yeah.
Wave Runner blue.
No, and that's not the case. And I think, Kanye kind of stuck in his own ways and, you know, that's just who he is. And I also find it refreshing that he can just kind of get that stuff off. And like, he's found a place where he's allowed to be himself and have creative control, full control over it. And you know, I think Adidas, you know, is the guy there is like, hey, this, yeah, that's kind of weird. Or, hey, like the colorway is the same name as the model. And there,
nobody
like,
cares.
Yeah. He's like, doesn't matter to me. Just make it happen. You know, long story short, I got a pair of the Lifestyle Ones, broke a ton of necks over the weekend because, yeah.
Like, how are they?
They're comfortable. You know, a homie told me to half size up, and I think part of the reason he thought about that was because the heel is a bit articulated. It does seem to push your foot a little forward.
Like a 720?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Like a wedge deal?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, not even the heel itself, but like the actual, like the cupping around your ankle behind.
Oh, the back of, yeah, oh, is a bit like, okay,
leans,
gotcha,
a bit forward. And it is, but it is super cushiony. Like the sole, the forefoot of the sole is pretty wide. It's got, like, for, you know, basketball purposes, a lot of stability there. So it does look big. So if you're wearing
a tapered
look.
Yeah,
you got a tapered
look.
Yeah. You're a skinny dude like myself. It's going to stand out for sure.
Yeah, we wear the same size too. So
yeah, for sure. So
throwing it out there.
But I was a Jordan head when I was a kid. So I've always, you know, I still wore, like, mm-hmm, Jordans with jeans. So yeah, I think to me personally, that was a huge moment, you know, despite Virgil having a lot going on, you know, with his Air Jordan 5. I mean, we've been seeing it for some time now.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kim Jones was in town promoting some of his Dior collection. There was a lot. There was a lot going on.
A lot of footwear.
So yeah,
a lot of footwear.
Kanye definitely out of nowhere stole the show. You know, I was about to board the plane to head back to New York. And this 10-year-old, like, I'm literally boarding the plane. This 10-year-old sitting at the gate. He looks over me and breaks his neck. He's like looking at my shoes, and he tries to grab his, like, probably his brother's attention, and nothing happens. And he's just looking at me, and I'm just teasing him, like, you see it.
Yeah.
And he just starts dying laughing. It's like this little 10-year-old boy. Yeah. Even he's aware of, like, the madness that ensued.
The magnitude that is Kanye West.
Yeah. So I don't know when, if we'll see another drop. Yeah. You know, I'm sure the Quantum will come back out. Will it be in this Quantum colorway? I'm not sure. When will the basketball one drop? I think you probably see it on, like, some NBA players' feats, like Brandon Ingram wore it in an All-Star game. I think you probably see it, like, mixing around those circles, like NBA, college basketball, high
school
basketball.
He struck the buzz, though, I think. I think he did what it needed to do when it needed to do it. So now it comes out. Whenever it comes out, like, it'll still have that resonance from the All-Star weekend. So it's fine whenever it drops.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise, just, I think StockX has some for, like, 700 to maybe 1,000 for the basketball one. It's a little rare. So yeah, you guys can wait or cop that.
Ooh.
There it is.
I don't know if I'll hear. Well, I'm not even going in that direction. Bob? Did we cover everything?
I think so. I mean, again, there's a lot from All-Star Weekend, but you can catch some of a recap on, like, Hypebeast.com.
Yeah, I think the Adidas was, like, the bigger strike, because, I mean, everything else was kind of like you knew about it. The threes you knew about, the UNC to Chicago ones you knew about, the airships you knew about. Yeah. Like, and I didn't really hear anything crazy buzz-wise Nike. Nothing was really like, oh, Nike did a crazy. It was like, yeah, they dropped some stuff.
Yeah.
I know Sovereign is the name of the shop. They had, like, a Jordan pop-up. Jordan, like, or Nike took over their store, and they had, like, another pop-up for Jordan. So a lot of stuff came out of there.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of that, like, I don't know anything else that happened with Nike in Chicago.
Nah, I mean.
My boy getting robbed at the dunk contest. But.
Oh, yeah. Nah, man.
Robbed.
He's like a 361 ambassador. He's not even Nike. But I'm a. I've said this before on the pod. I'm an Orlando Magic fan. So, yes, I ride with Aaron Gordon. He got robbed, guys.
Anyway, Bob, always a pleasure.
Yeah, you already know. Thanks, guys.
For the latest in footwear news, you can check out Hypebeast Kicks on Instagram or go to hypebeast.com/footwear.
This is Felsen Sahana, senior editor at Hypebeast. And today we will be talking about Supreme Spring Summer 2020. We're back. And talking about Supreme again.
Probably my favorite time to talk about Supreme is spring, summer.
Yeah.
It's my favorite line from Supreme, not going to lie to you. Jackets aside, everything else is kind of fire too.
Yeah.
But more importantly, accessories.
Well, how about we highlight some of our favorites for this season?
I'm very
ready
light.
To wear.
I'm very light on favorites this season.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Like, I feel like things have slightly shifted as per the direction of Supreme in years of late, starting like 3 years ago. I would assume I lean really more towards the accessories. Jackets, like I said, are the only thing I really go for. And in the summertime, I'll do tank tops. I'll do shorts if something dope pops up. But I try to steer clear of certain things, especially the hype stuff.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot more prints and patterns this season. I'm just really looking for, like, the basic stuff. There's a shot cowboy type-ish jacket. Not really my style, but I like that they continue to collab with Shot. There's a suit there. Mm. I've been meaning to cop a Supreme suit just to see how it feels, how it fits.
I can tell you.
Go for it.
Not well.
Oh, okay, okay. But hey, we could always take it to the tailors and go from there. Yeah,
I'm always afraid of their fit only because it's tailored a certain way. And like, I'm a little bit bigger of a guy. So yeah. When I go for those suits or something more tailored or more fit, it's hard.
Yeah.
Because it starts off small. Unless I go oversized and it's like, do I really want to do all this work to tailor it?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm taking in an inseam or anything. It's like a lot. It's redoing a whole suit.
Yeah. But regardless, I'm still looking forward to more of the basic stuff. Let's talk Tupac. Huh. Tupac T, Tupac skate deck.
It's the render from the visual or the 3D
hologram
mm-hmm. that they used. So it's not really Tupac, but it's kind of Tupac. I don't know how that works. So they have to get license from Tupac's estate, no?
I believe they did get the license there. So, it was confirmed, but yeah.
Superimposing the boxers on him. It's kind of cool.
How do you feel about Tupac hologram? Well, when you first saw it, what was your initial reaction? It was like, oh, blasphemy.
Like no. I was like, oh, Tupac, cool. Yeah, but like, you're so used to them using like hip hop artists or somebody relevant from a past era that I'm not like upset about it. Yeah. But at the same time, it is a hologram that they're using. But what else can they use?
Yeah.
I mean, there are plenty of pictures of Tupac that they could have used.
Probably like pictures everyone has seen already.
Yeah, some life across the chest, like easily could have picked any one of 1,000 photos, but whatever.
Yeah, so I think really kind of like the twist there. I like it. I don't mind it. I like the deck, though. I'm not really feeling the t-shirt, but the deck can go up on my wall.
Do you skate?
No, I do not skate.
So,
Yeah.
I own one skate deck from Supreme.
Yeah.
I've owned a few, but one that I've actually kept is a Scarface deck. That's the only one that I have.
Oh, that was a pretty fire deck, actually.
Yeah, so I was like, you know what? But as someone who likes certain artists, I'm okay with people who don't, you know, necessarily skate or whatever mm-hmm. to collect an art piece like a skate deck.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's fine. How many skate decks do you own?
2.
All right. So that's good.
Not Supreme. It's just some random stuff.
You don't have 80 skate decks in your house. Like, hey, I don't skate, but these are all of my decks. You know, like I always find that weird when people are like, yeah, no, I don't skate. How many decks do you have? 300. Oh, okay, cool.
I've been just piling them up.
Yeah, yeah, no. Save them for a later date and time. Did you see that eBay? Sorry, not to go too far off tangent. There was like an eBay listing a couple of months ago of like a library list of Supreme decks that sold mm-hmm. for like $1 million.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah.
A little wild.
Maybe a year ago.
It's really interesting how this kind of like secondhand market of Supreme decks is going. So
it's like art.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
So we'll see if the auctions or even like the more recent skate decks will actually sell at, you know, those higher prices.
10 years from now.
Yeah, we'll see. Excited. Let's go into the accessories, man.
My honestly, so when the lookbook drops, I have this ritual, if you will, of me going and just shift command for screenshot mm-hmm. everything that I see in the accessories for that season.
Yeah.
And then as they show up and drops by whoever puts up whatever's coming out that week, because mm-hmm. God forbid Supreme would do it. Sorry. Not sorry. I never know what they're dropping. I never, and then I have to go to like a resell aftermarket site to find out. Somehow they know, whatever. Anyway, so like accessories always takes over my list of things that I need from Supreme. Leatherman. And then what happened, because I didn't know it was dropping yesterday. Yeah. Now I have to pay resale unless I get it online next Thursday.
I have an OG Leatherman that's not like, well, actually I got it from my friend's wedding. He gave it to his groomsman as a...
Is it from Leatherman or is it just a Leatherman?
It's a Leatherman. That's the best kind. It's pretty fire. I try to carry it at all times, but you know, can't get through the airport with it.
They actually make a miniature one.
Oh.
It's like maybe I think 2 inches is the ruler that's on the side of it, but then it has extendable hands. So it actually comes out to a nice size. I'm a big fan of tools.
Yeah.
I'm gonna show you this little guy. I got my wallet real quick. Segway. So I keep this on me at all times.
Oh, yeah. See, there you go. The card thing.
Yeah, it's the card. Yeah. It has a Phillips head, has a flat head. It has the hex screw, has a bottle opener. It had a scraper, or it still has a scraper on it, and it has an inch ruler on one side. So, like, you can do quite a bit with this. It's gotten me out of a few pickles.
You're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
You're like MacGyver over here.
Shout out to the credit card joint that I have in my wallet. But, yeah, like that kind of stuff I enjoy. It has functionality. It looks cool. The red is dope.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. A couple of keychains. I don't even smoke. The ashtray is fire. The glass one, killing it.
Yeah.
The turntable, fire, also dope.
I need that Supreme punching bag by Everlast, and I don't think there's any room.
Ooh. That's another like quality piece, by the way. But, okay, so what else stuck out to you this season?
I mean, let's just go for it. The Oreos.
Really?
Yeah. There's Oreos.
I'm going to eat them.
I will eat them as well.
When? Immediately or never?
Immediately.
Are you going to get more than one pack is the question.
You got me. I'll get more than one pack. One to store, one to munch on.
One to rock, one to stock.
One to IG maybe.
I don't know. It's such a weird thing. Like, you can't save those Oreos. What are you going to eat? it's a cool piece, but at some point you have to eat them or throw them out.
Well, but if the apocalypse comes and it's you and the Supreme Oreos, Supreme Oreos got
to
go.
I have a whole to-go bag. They go in the to-go bag. There's a tent in there, poncho, axe, knife, whatever you need.
Well, the thing is, they're on eBay as well. Some people got their hands early on these Supreme Oreos and are trying to sell it for like, well, I don't know if this is for real, close to $16,000. Yeah, but no one's going to buy it. I hope no one buys it at that price. That'd be just too crazy.
No one's going to buy it at that price, but like people will buy those Oreos. I'm sure there are Oreo collectors out there. There's collectors for everything. So if you are smart about it, they'll definitely be able to get their hands on a ton of packs and then you just keep them. If they're not going to go bad, like who cares? And it's a three pack. That's like, ugh, I can kill a sleeve in a sitting.
Same. Just give me a glass of milk as well.
Almond milk. I switch over to almond milk and oat milk, so it's a little rough, but...
So do we agree that Oreos are fire in flavor and in taste?
100%. I wonder if it's going to have that regular taste, if it's going to be like a red velvet.
Let's just recap.
You want to recap? Okay, so the only other thing that's a necessity, New Era.
New Era,
the jacket and the hat, fire.
Yeah. For me, I'll try to go for that suit, man.
Really?
I just want to know.
I'm sure you're not alone in this. Yeah, it's not the first time
I need something tailored, summery. Though. Summery, like a summer suit.
Are you going to wear a shirt under there? Or are you going to like let the chest hairs out?
Maybe if I had a gold chain.
I mean, they're dropping a gold chain too, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Stock up. Get the whole fit. You know what I'm saying?
But
where would Air Force Ones?
I don't know. Should we do some kind of rating for the spring, summer 20? Should we do a 1 to 10? Should we, I don't know, thumbs up, thumbs down?
I need some more collaborations out of Supreme. Yeah. The collection itself was kind of lackluster for me. Yeah. I'm a big hat guy. Only saw two hats I liked.
Before we go, let's quickly touch on the AF1 then. You're talking about collab.
The AF1 is very black lazy. It's lazy to me, I think. I haven't seen a red one. If they do a red one, I'll feel a little bit better about it. But again, it just feels like, it could have been more.
Yeah.
Especially considering their repertoire of sneakers.
Yeah, I agree with you. Lackluster. But the kids will go crazy for it. I'm sure.
It's also a good way to kind of revitalize the Air Force One white. Mm-hmm. For not just New York, because New York has always been wearing it, but like across the country, across the world, like people seeing an Air Force One in all white. The black, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do much with that, but it is what it is at that point.
Well, for me, then I guess AF1 thumbs down, but the rest of the collection, kind of like a soft thumbs up.
Yeah, it's delicate until I see what else comes out, because it's always like that surprise thing. It's like Nike dropping quick strikes throughout the year. You might see a calendar, but until that quick strike hits, you're like, okay.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it for Supreme.
I'll leave it at a 5. That's my rating. I'll leave it at a five, right in the middle.
Mm, okay. I won't give the number. I'll just, stick with my soft thumbs up.
A little head sigh, like, they got me. Felsen, always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for stopping by.
Definitely.
For the latest in fashion and style, follow Hypebeast Style on Instagram or go to hypebeast.com/fashion.
Hello, this is Isaac Rouse, Associate Editor for Hypebeast, and we are talking about Jeff Bezos' Earth Fund.
Hello, Isaac. How are you?
Hello, Michael. How are you?
I kind of want to ease into this just a little bit. So a little background on Jeff Bezos, creator of Amazon, right?
Right.
Out of a garage many, many years ago. I don't know the exact date, but whatever. Leading shipper of goods in the world or just the United States?
I say the world.
Yeah, the world at this point, right?
He's one of the richest men on the entire face of the planet. Billions on top of billions of dollars.
So I've definitely cursed out recently more than enough Amazon minivans.
Okay.
Just driving the streets because they don't do delivery vans anymore because there's so many packages going out. Mm-hmm. They've just populated the streets with these blue Amazon, I guess it's like a cargo van.
Yeah, you can call it.
A lot of emissions. A lot of emissions from all those vans because I don't think they're electric.
Yeah, no, not electric at all. Oh, yeah, that goes hand in hand with kind of what I want to talk about.
What is it that you'd like to talk about today?
Jeff Bezos Fund is a good show of faith. He's giving $10 billion to fund various businesses, nonprofits, scientists in order to stop global warming or study it further. And according to The Verge, the finances will not go towards like a private sector like these tech billionaires usually do, where basically the money funnels back into their own companies. And it's like a charitable kind of situation where like they'll take off a billion here and a billion here every year off the top and choose who to give it to, which is great. You know, not a lot of people work in that kind of space where it's like, doing it as a upfront means. There's no kind of backdoor kind of filtering of the money. But at the same token, I feel like he's a large part of the problem with climate change.
Well, let's take two steps back real quick. So who's actually going to monitor this $10 billion donation?
Well, nobody is monitoring it. And like I said, because it's not going towards a private sector investment, you can actually see what's going on with this money.
Oh, so they are.
Yeah, they are.
Clarification.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that from time to time during this conversation just to make sure we're on the same page. No, only for transparency, and like it can get a little bit dicey and confusing if you're listening, because like I get a little lost when I'm reading up on all this stuff. So I just want to keep it as transparent as possible. So what we have is a promise to $10 billion from Jeff Bezos for these smaller subsidiary companies that are trying to better the environment.
Right.
My question is, what is he doing internally?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of things, a lot of logistical questions, like who's going to be in charge of this money? Who, like, how is this money getting funneled? How are these organizations and researchers getting chosen? Like, none of that stuff has been really identified.
Yeah.
But, and that's a lot of what's going to make or break this show of good faith. Like those little insequential questions where it's painting, keeping Jeff Bezos to task. Because it's like I was saying, essentially, he has a hand in this also.
Yeah. I mean, he's firing the gun and then giving you a Band-Aid to put on a bullet hole.
Basically. So Amazon's environmental impact is insane when you really get down to it. Amazon Prime alone, since expediting packages, a lot of packages don't get shipped at the same time, which means more cardboard, more packaging, more vehicles that aren't electric going out and making these deliveries, which is just perpetuating the problem in the first place.
I mean, plastic seal bags, plastic sealers, even when you get a box, it's stuffed with the plastic bags to space out the box and the air pockets. There are a lot of things that they can really start cutting back on. Even if they're using paper that breaks down, okay, fine, at least you can do paper, but...
And I think there is an option now where you can kind of pick and choose how you want your stuff packaged.
I ordered something 2 days ago. I didn't see it.
Yeah, it's a slow rollout. It's a slow rollout type of situation.
I mean, it's a small company, so I guess it would be slow. I can do this all day.
Another issue is people just don't see it as like a really kind show of faith. It's more of like a saving your own kind
of forced,
like,
a force,
because originally he got called to task for the mistreatment of his workers in Amazon. And as a result, they pushed the minimum wage gap up to $15 and started putting out various commercials saying that Amazon helped people.
Yeah, but that $15 is going to hurt his pocket bottom line.
Yeah, yeah. Right. That 15 bucks. It's insane. I think he just bought some kind of mansion for a world record amount of like hundreds of millions of dollars, which is just a percent of like 1% of his total revenue. So yeah, it's definitely hurting his pockets, that $15 for everybody.
We actually had this conversation, what was it, last week or the week before, about the trillion with seconds. So like if you're thinking about money in seconds, like 1,000 or 100,000 seconds is like a week or something like that. And then 1 million seconds is like 2 years.
Yeah.
So like you think about it in retrospect to that. So think about the billions that he's worth.
Talk about the billions that he has. Like I heard, visually speaking, if you stack hundreds on top of each other, like all of his money in hundreds, stack them up, it would take up the size of a large warehouse. I guess how much money he has and then some.
Yeah. So, but like at the end of the day, like what we're talking about right now is like affecting climate change. And like the bigger issue is, what are they actually going to do? Like, I know there's like always talk about like all smaller companies, and what we want to do is we want to try and find a way to reinvigorate polar ice caps. Like you're not going to stop that. Like you have to change the entire world's habits to stop that. So like,
and that's pretty much what his former workers called him out on. I think they're called the Amazon Employees for Climate Justice. And they basically spoke about the Jeff Bezos Earth Fund, and they released a statement on Medium where they basically said, quote, "As history has taught us, true visionaries stand up against entrenched systems, often at great cost to themselves. They applaud Jeff Bezos' philanthropy, but cannot applaud people giving with one hand and taking with another." So basically, they held him up to task, saying, "When is Amazon going to stop helping oil and gas companies ravage the earth with like still more gas wells? When are they going to stop funding climate-denying think tanks like the Competitive Enterprise Institute? When are they going to start moving from diesel to electric trucks? When are they going to stop putting their employees under fire who sounded the alarm about Amazon's role in climate crisis in the first place?"
Yeah.
So it's all of these things. It's like he's talking about wanting to be like the lead of how these companies should kind of handle themselves when it comes to climate control, where does the true leadership lie? Like, are you doing these things or are you just putting are you just saying these things and giving this money to get those headlines to kind of absolve you from all these things people have been calling you out for in the first place?
I mean, in all fairness, like, it took this amount of time to get us here. You're not just going to be able to pump the brakes and be like, okay, we're good. We're going to stop now. Like, you've built like this whole scenario and lifestyle around destroying our planet. we'll just plain and simple, like the way that the emissions go, like, you knew this was happening for the past 40 years. Like, the emissions weren't good for the ozone layer. Like, all of these things were telltale signs in the 90s. They were like, the ozone layer is depleted, hairspray's doing it. So, like, you knew all the things that we live by and use were destroying our environment, but yet we continued to use it.
Well, what can you do when you have a president who doesn't believe in climate change this kind of narrative?
We're going far.
Yeah, we are. But, like, it is a mentality that needs to shift before any kind of legislations, or it's not a problem you throw money at, essentially.
Yeah.
It's something that every person has to do their part in to make an actual tangible
change.
Effect and change. It's not going to come from giving money away.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to cut this short at all, because I feel like we can do this for quite some time.
Right.
But, well, I guess we'll just stay up to date. Like, I really want to follow this up, though, like, in the next like month or two.
I do, too.
I feel like this would be a good topic for us to keep up with. All right. Isaac.
Yep.
Always a pleasure. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
For the latest in technology news, go to hypebeast.com/tech. That's it for the Hype Report. For more updates and to listen to our other shows, go to hypebeast.com/radio. Subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And feel free to leave a comment and let us know what you think about this week's topics. You can reach out to me on Instagram at MikeyDab, and that's 2 B's. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week. Any comment, opinion, or suggestion made by any person contained in this episode does not represent Hypebeast in any way, and those genuinely are their individual, personal opinion and thoughts towards the topic shared.